Apple has finally announced their long-awaited streaming TV service, Apple TV Plus. It'll feature original shows and movies, and it will compete with Netflix, Amazon, and cable TV. Okay, this is backfiring. I was so excited when streaming started. I'm like, man, I can watch majority things for $9 a month.
Yeah, it's all going to end up the same price as cable when you add up all the different streaming things you're going to need.
Dang it, now I got to reconnect my cord that I cut.
I just saw that Reese Witherspoon, she was talking about that because she announced that she's got a show coming out that's going to be on Apple's streaming service with like Jennifer Aniston and a whole bunch of other like really big people.
I think a bunch of them were yesterday at the Apple headquarters when they made the announcement.
Yeah, so they're there because this new show that they're coming out with that's going to be one of the main shows and first shows on it when it comes out is about like people that work in morning shows.
Oh, man, they better wear headphones. I hate watching radio on TV.
I don't know if it's radio or TV, though. I think it could be news anchors, but they said, like, people that do, like, morning broadcasting. So I don't know if it'll be both TV and radio or if we'll get Joe'd. No offense to you, Joe. And it'll only be TV people, because that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I think you're right about that one. Let's see. What else we got going this morning? Oh, okay. How the heck does this happen? I don't understand. Okay, no, the plane didn't crash, but it's pretty dang scary. British Airways plane, it was supposed to land in Germany, but ended up in Scotland by mistake. Did you guys see this yesterday?
No.
The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to head to Dusseldorf. Sounds like I'm in a Harry Potter movie now.
Yeah.
In Germany, but ended up in Edinburgh, Scotland. Passenger Sophie Cook told the BBC she assumed it was a joke when the pilot made an announcement. Welcome to the Scottish city. The pilot made another announcement asking passengers to raise their hands if they wanted to go to Dusseldorf. Yeah, I'd like to go to my destination. They're saying that somehow the flight plan was wrong, but don't you check the flight plan before you fly?
You should.
Okay. I mean, what do you get free flights for that? And would you want one after that whole fiasco?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to fly with them again.
And it's not that I'm being a poo-poo person. I never got around to it. I think I'm the only one that didn't make a bracket on the show. How's your guys' brackets doing for March Madness? Are you doing okay?
Mine's actually not awful at all. I think all of my Elite Eight teams are still in it.
All right, Liz.
Obviously, all my Final Four teams are still in it. So I'm still doing pretty good. I think I might be in third or fourth place in our group.
Wow,
that's not
bad.
The group that I'm in.
Liv just picked all the high seeds. Typical.
No, well, not really. I have Oregon, so that wasn't a high seed. And also I had UCF, which wasn't a high seed.
Are you slamming her because she went with, like, strategically the teams that are ranked higher to do better?
Because you're supposed to kind of do some upsets, I think.
Yeah.
Well, let me talk to the bracket buster herself, Alex.
Some upsets.
Alex, how's your bracket? Because you seem
pretty
good with this.
Here's the thing. I think it. I was told that it was doing pretty well, but I don't remember who I picked. So
I have who is it?
I have Virginia winning the whole thing. Is that what I wrote?
Yes. I looked at your Final Four. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I've been told it's very 50-50.
Who's worse, Pork Chop or Alex's?
I don't know who's in Pork Chop's Final Four.
I remember yesterday, our conversation, I said I put ASU in there.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that both Alex and Pork Chop have people in the Final Four that are both out of the tournament.
Well, this announcement from the NCAA has nothing to do with you two then. The NCAA.com announced that there's only one perfect bracket remaining across all major brackets, all the different ones like ESPN, this and that.
Really?
But there is one right now in the 2019 NCAA tournament as they head to the Sweet 16 round. A player name, like their profile is called Center Road, beat out tens of millions of other brackets by accurately predicting 48 games in this year's online bracket challenge so far. Which I guess this is the farthest since they've only been tracking this for 5 or 6 years online, but nobody's been this far, this perfect.
That's crazy.
So there you go. I still love it. Like Warren Buffett for his company, he'll give you like $1 million or something like that. That's insane. What are our bosses going to give us? You're lucky we gave you a job. Okay. And two more stories here. This, oh my gosh, hold on. Let me change up the music because
it's scary.
Alex, the video you need to see online at joeandalexshow.com is scary as hell. I want to say that this is just photoshopped or like, you know, digitally altered, but I don't know. A young couple in Michigan claims a ghost left 3 deep scratches on the face of their 1-year-old daughter.
Whoa.
The family thought their daughter scratched herself, but when they held her little baby hand up to the scratches, they didn't match up in size.
Oh my God.
The injuries led them to buying a baby camera and setting up in their daughter's room.
No, your baby's possessed by the devil.
After looking at the footage, they saw a male figure walk quickly past the baby.
Get rid of the baby.
Right past the baby's cot and then disappear into thin air.
Stop. Save yourself. Get rid of the baby.
And here's where I believe the story. The family said the former owner of the home was an older woman who had suffered a broken hip and died in the house.
Ooh.
Her schizophrenic brother lived in the guest home and died a few years later.
This is amazing.
Oh my gosh, I'm terrified. I literally have goosebumps all over my body.
We're taking a road trip. We're going up there.
I'd go.
We're getting in a crib. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
It legit like walked right by the baby.
There's video?
Yes, that's why I'm saying. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Where can we watch it?
I'm going to put it up online at joeandalexshow.com. But this, I'm telling you right now, here's what happens is I try to pull up to show you guys, but joeandalexshow.com, I'll put it up there in a minute. The baby is able to stand up on its little feet, but it's inside the little crib, the little bed.
Have you ever
seen it? You see it. Hold on. You see a ghost walk by, and as it's walking, the baby like turns and's like, "What is that?"
Stop. But this is Photoshop.
Here, Alex, check this out.
All right, I'm watching
right
this
here.
Video. Okay. Yeah, the baby's in the
there
crib.
It is.
Okay, yep, there's for sure somebody walking in that room. Nope. It's a nope.
That's Photoshop.
You think that's not real?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I never will watch it. I'm just.
Get a hold of something Discovery. What is that? Channel, TV channel?
Ghost Hunters or something?
Well, yeah, but is it called Destination America or something like that? It's like one of the Discovery channels. They always do like a real haunting of Connecticut and all that.
I don't know. I'm just telling you right now, get the baby out of the house now.
Yeah, I'm moving for sure.
All right, listen, I'm kind of a little scared. Let's end this on a high note. We'll go from scared and peeing our pants to crying and laughing and peeing our pants that way, okay? There is a competition in Europe, and we need to be involved in this one.
People come together here to have a competition on goat screeching.
Did you hear what he said?
A competition on goat screeching?
Golf. It's really hard to understand. He's talking about a seagull competition where they screech like seagulls. Listen to this.
Try to make the best of imitating the sound of a gull, which is...
sound of a gull, like a seagull.
Okay.
Sounds rather stupid, but actually it's real science. Before you can really imitate a gull, you have to make nice observations. Otherwise, you will never make it.
Okay, so...
oh, it's science.
Yeah, scientific. Are you ready to hear the seagull competition? These are the three of the best ones.
Okay.
Here you go.
That's a person?
Oh,
that's a person.
That's incredible.
All right, that's the first person. Are you ready for the second one?
Yeah. Not my favorite.
All right, that's the second. Let's hear the third.
Good.
Here's the third.
I'm going with number one.
Yeah, number one was legit pretty.
I don't know, number three.
No, okay, here's number one. Listen to number one. That's not, either way, it's annoying and screechy. But that's pretty good for people imitating a seagull.
That's incredible. I want to date one of them. Do you know how, serene that would be to, always have that in the background and, feel
I would
like
be arrested for domestic violence because I would strangle my significant other. Seriously, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com.